This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tommy, Ocean Chinook or Puget Sound Coho, what is your palate favorite?
And you drop that kokanee on top of that barn door halibut's head, 67 feet of water, and he was not happy about that.
Well, I don't know. What do you think? Boxers or briefs?
Ooh, I'm going to have to go with a European cut speedo.
Fantastic. Excellent choice.
I love tuna. I do love tuna.
Heck yeah! Hey, you know, I have a buddy who refers to Canadian geese as flying carp. Obviously, he's not cooking them.
Right? He clearly.
Right? Oh, ocean snook.
Seriously?
Hands down.
Really?
Hands down. I don't fish for coho.
Good point. Hey, speaking of grind, can you tell the difference between ground deer and ground elk? Honestly, taste the difference.
You know, Dwayne, we only get one chance to live this life. Mm-hmm. And you will always regret the things that you don't do. So you know what I tell people? Buy the damn boat.
Hey, you know, the facts are, some days are just a grind. Welcome to Fish Hunt Northwest, the number one fishing and hunting talk show throughout the Pacific Northwest and beyond. Now here's your host, Dwayne England, and of course, the infamous Tommy Donlan.
Hello, and welcome to Fish Hunt Northwest, Dwayne England and Tommy Donlan. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, once again, Mr. Bill Herzog.
Greetings, everyone.
Yes, so nice to see you again. You've made a few treks to the west side this year.
I have.
Like more than I think ever between January 1 and what would be today, May 2nd.
I have my own express lane on the highway now.
You've earned it. Yeah. You spent enough money getting over here time and time again. So nice to see you. Got some great stuff coming up with you later on the show as we progress our way along. Nice to see you, my friend.
Good to see you.
A beautiful sunny day.
That's right.
Going to be short-lived. Got some weather rolling in already. One day of heat. That's it. You guys are done. Overstayed your welcome. So, hey, want to welcome everybody to the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. If it's your first time joining us here, please take some time, jump on over to our webpage, www.fishhuntnw.com. They're going to find a lot of insightful bits of information, blogs, video content, how-tos, and a whole lot more. Also, take advantage of your coupon codes to save you some money. Edge Rods, FHN20 at checkout. You're going to save 20% on all Edge Rods all the time if they're not previously attached to another reduced pricing or special. And of course, Phelps Game Calls, Fish Hunt NW10. You'll save 10% on all Phelps calls throughout the remainder of the year as they've continued to team up with us, and for good reason. Mm-hmm. We like those guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks. So, Tommy, I don't know if you got the memo, but hey, we got that Kids Trout Derby just around the corner.
We do. It's going to be awesome. May 18th, I believe, is the day.
Literally two weeks from Saturday.
2 weeks from this Saturday. It's coming up. I'm going to actually be able to make it this year. It's going to be great.
It's going to be fantastic.
That's right.
We had to put a lot of fun with the kids on opening day in between the rain.
That's right.
Raining, really, on opening day?
It was a bit of a shocker for no one, to be honest. But, so the kids' derby, yes, May 18th.
That's right. So the kids are going to get a free T-shirt, free raffle ticket. Mission Outdoors is going to be in the house. They're going to be serving breakfast, lunch, and beverages.
Lots of food.
To make it even better for the little ones, 5 and under, WFW is going to host a trout pond.
Got a trout pond on site, and I'm encouraging everyone who wants to partake in the derby. If you do not have a boat, want to get the kids out fishing, do not worry. Email us, fishhuntnw@gmail.com. Get on our list. We will provide your children and one adult into a guide boat. We have professional guides from the Washington State Guide Association joining us, offering up their boats. They're going to show up, going to put people and their kids in the boats to get them out on the lake to fish, have you all back in here at the community center to check in by 11 o'clock for weigh-in, win lots of prizes, lots of free giveaways, raffle tickets, win stuff. placing in the Derby with your fish of various sizes and breeds.
That's right.
Specimens,
that's right.
Win prizes. So we got a lot of opportunity for these kids to win a ton of stuff. It's a great event. Again, if you want to join us and don't have a boat, do not worry. Email us, fishhuntnw@gmail.com, and let us know you want to participate. We will get you into a boat. All
right. Make sure you sign up soon, though, because we got to line everybody up, right?
We do. We got to assign folks to specific guides who are on board. And, get your name on a list and get you into a boat. So do not delay. Okay, lots to get through this evening. Reason Mr. Herzog is here and lots to get to. So running down the show. Bill Herzog obviously is here in studio with us, and he has, believe it or not, a big announcement. We're going to get to that as we come back after this first break. Also, Bill is here to talk something that he's become very passionate about and starting to gain a lot of traction, twitching jigs for trout. Very successful, and the success may surprise you. Winter steelhead, summer steelhead, fall salmon, ocean fishery opportunities. Tommy, El Nino transition to La Nina. How will it affect our fisheries? We're going to have a little discussion on that as we move through the year. Chinook fishing this past week. Three locations, Bill? Crazy, right? Three different fisheries, three completely different techniques. We're going to talk about some of the opportunity that's going on out there right now you should be taking advantage of. And, of course, Columbia River Spring Chinook. Jordan and I jumped out this last week with a buddy, Josh Carlton. And we put up once again with the deluge, the really crappy weather. It has been just the one consistency. It's the one consistency so far this year is the weather when we're out trying to do some fishing. Then part two, chasing spring Chinook. We'll break it down. 360s, coon shrimp and spinners. Did we find success? Well, stay tuned. You're going to find out. So lots of fishery discussion as we make our way through the show. You have something going on that you're going to let everybody know about.
I do. When would you like me to tell everybody?
Tell you what, we're going to jump out for a quick break.
Oh, that's called a tease.
That is.
Yeah.
And when we come back, Mr. Herzog is going to make his announcement. We're going to have a great discussion in and around all of that after this break, right here, Fish on Northwest.
Defiance Marine is the one-stop shop for the Pacific Northwest angler. Defiance Marine guarantees the best price on a new and best service on a repower for your current boat. Defiance Marine is a Honda Premier dealership and one of the largest on the West Coast. Defiance Marine is a boat dealer who proudly sells Defiance, Allied, and Arima boats. All boats are built by West Coast fishermen for West Coast fishermen. Defiance Marine has all your boating needs to help you get out on the water.
If you're looking for the best fishing rods in the world, you really do need to take a look at the Edge rods. I designed and built new machinery, and I think this new machinery has enabled us to build blanks like no other company can build without this equipment. There is no other rods in the world that are as good as these rods. You owe it to yourself to take a good look at them.
All right, welcome back here in studio to Winning on Tommy Dolan, of course, Bill Herzog. The laughter would be secondary to Mr. Herzog being his animated self during the break.
This reminds me of the old Northwest Wild Country show, off the air, the best stuff happened that you never heard.
That's when the camera chips keep rolling, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, Bill, you and I took a little field trip this last week. Kind of went on down to meet up with some folks and have a little meeting. What do you got going on? What's changing in your life as we know it?
Well, this is something that you did the genesis for this.
I did.
I'm going to blame you for this.
Okay, all right. I'll take it.
We went down and spoke to a very nice person named Alex, who owns a very wonderful rod company, by the way. And after our little talk about it a little bit, I picked up a little something.
What do you got
there? Like to see what I picked up?
What is it?
Oh! I am now, ladies and gentlemen, I am a pro staffer for Edge Rods.
You excited?
Wow. Yeah. Look at that.
You got goosebumps.
That is real goosebumps, brother. I am so proud. And Dwayne, I have you to thank for this.
Oh, well, you know what? It was made to happen.
Yes, it sure
made
was.
To happen.
I'm very proud and extremely happy to be part of the team.
Yep, absolutely. Edge has got some great stuff going on. I mean, they're not just a rod building company, Tom.
No, absolutely not. So, you know, Edge Rods is like a group of company, right? But it's not just about making the actual rod. So they also have North Fork Composites making the blanks, but they also, anything composite, right? Anything in the industry that you can think of, you know, tubing, shafts, oars, and then, you know, a lot of their own components for the rods, you know, the grips, the handles, things of that nature.
Everything.
Right. And so they are basically vertically integrated, right? They have all of that in-house.
They got all that going on. They have, you know, obviously started in 2009 by Gary Loomis, you know, a name synonymous with the highest end best rods in the industry.
Sure.
And he took that forward into Edge and, you know, North Fork Composites, which produce Edge finished product. So, but they got sales offices, Japan, Korea, Europe. Australia. They are they're a changer in the game, more so than just in the Northwest. Mm-hmm. They are worldwide.
Right. When we're in Woodland, by the way, going through, I mean, there's a lot of rod companies out there, right?
There is. It's like the hub.
There is, but one thing really impressed me. This really sealed the deal for me.
Right.
After we went through and did the tour, which was very impressive at all.
At the factory there, yeah.
Every single person we met before they knew we were coming, you could see them smiling and happy and, man, working hard. And they all came up to me and, you know, shook my hand. Glad to see you all. I got to sign a drift boat from one of the guys said, man, you signed a drift boat. I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah,
man.
Sure.
Yeah. So this is so cool. And everybody, and Alex, bless him, he just treated me like somebody should be treated, you know, and I was never as happy, and I'm still cloud nine in it, man.
Yeah. You would think in that industry, and, you know, there is turnover, but in Tommy and I talk about this too. Oh, yeah. I mean, him at Boeing and me, previous fire service, the value is in your people. And keeping good people on board, you gotta show them some love, man. You gotta pay them good money. You gotta give them good benefits, retirement plan.
Right.
You get all that working for Edge Rods. Now you're gonna find that in a lot of other rod manufacturers, right?
No.
This is a conglomerate of multiple companies that create all the product. The finished, you know, assembled thing that we get to utilize and love so much is Edge Rods, right?
Right.
There's a lot of other sub companies in underneath this umbrella to make this all work.
Sure.
And it's so impressive how they've done it. Tommy, I think I told you 3 years ago when you and I went down there for our first meeting and tour, it was in one building. Okay. They're in 3.5 buildings.
Yeah. No, four buildings.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
And today they announced they've just teamed up with Stryker.
That's right.
Right. Stryker is now going to be another company under the Edge Rod brand. Right. And they're going to continue to create rods, blanks, and components assembly through North Fork Composite. It's the composite manufacturing, all that they do behind the scenes, that kicks out the end product of the hat you're wearing right now.
Right.
And so Stryker is an addition to this now. They're going to utilize that facility down in Rogue with all the equipment and everything, which is going to what? It's going to increase production. And all those employees are blessed because they get to come in under this conglomerate umbrella. They're now an employee of said company. Mm-hmm. And guess what? They get the wages. They get the benefits. They get the retirement plans. Good for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What a great change of work environment.
Another thing that really impressed me. He said, Bill, I want you to help us look at rods and help us. What do you think of this? What do you think of that? That's something I have not had for
a
long time. We're talking two rod companies ago.
Yep.
Since that's happened for me, right?
Yes.
To have someone who trusts me, who wants to hear what I have to put in. He goes, you've been around for this long. We want that experience to show up in our rods. And I'm like, oh, you know, swoon.
Yes.
I was so impressed.
Yep.
That's so much more. Now the rods are going to speak for themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the people, him. That's what did it.
Yeah,
that's what did it. And when you treat people that well, and you're going to put a good product out.
Yeah,
that way when people are used to making something, they know already what to do. And what did Alex say? That most people have been there 9 years at an average.
That's their average employee. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
In this day and age with turnover,
that's the proof right there, right?
Don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for me, it was the engineering staff.
Yes.
Not so much the one finance guy that happens to run the show, but really about the engineers. I mean, and if you think about it, right? I mean, a lot of rod companies you see out there that don't last very long. They're kind of coming and saying, well, I want something like this other rod that's already designed. Can you make me something like this?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And go into a generic manufacturing facility where they pull a random blank mandrel off the wall and they roll it. And they say, well, what about this one? No, that's not quite it.
Is
right.
That close enough.
Right. And that is not the operation at Edge.
No.
It is very systematic production engineering staff, people looking at the design and the stiffness of each blank.
Yep.
Where to end each of the plies, you know, and then being across all of these industries that they're in. They have a really good vision in terms of all the material systems that are out there, when to use this type of composite versus this type of composite.
Yep.
And I mean, there is a catalog of different materials
out there. Yep.
And so to be able to approach rod design and blank design at this level is just, you don't see it.
No, No, and how they blend, right? They take XYZ components of material and they cut them a certain length, certain taper. And, you know, the taper in those sections of rods is so important for the overall performance. Mm-hmm. Stiffer butt, you know, nice parabolic through the middle, sensitive tipper, whatever they want. Fast, slow, you know, quick twitch, whatever. They do it all. They design it. They they lay it out. You walk through the factory. If you guys haven't been down there, take a tour of the factory. Sure. Go visit the pro shop. Talk to Big Mike and staff in the pro shop. Go take a look at all the rods that they have there on hand to take a look at. It's truly impressive. And they are... They're not slowing down anytime soon.
Remember when you first started dating your wife? How exciting it was, right? So much to learn, so much to do.
Yeah, but you're still excited.
Not exciting anymore?
No, you're still excited to date his wife. That's what it's like being on Ed's rod. You're still excited 30 years later, right?
So,
all right, we're running a little long, but good stuff, man. Yeah, so happy to have you on board.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Good time for sure. All right, jumping out for a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Come back. You got a brand new Edge trout rod sitting right next to you.
Well, look at that. What are the odds?
We are going to actually talk of something you've become so passionate about.
Well,
you're driving this train now. This is good. This is starting to take off for folks. Twitching jigs for trout.
Okay? Not just trout, but big trout. And we'll explain why.
Big trout. We'll talk about that. We come back from this break right here. Fish on Northwest.
Allied, the new leader in heavy gauge aluminum boats. Allied boats have standard reverse chine and lifting rakes to help you plane faster and run at lower RPMs. Allied boats have several models to choose from, ranging from a 19-foot Mustang all the way up to a 32-foot Liberator. So regardless of what type of heavy-gauge aluminum boats you are looking for, Allied Boats will have it for you. Contact Allied Boats today to learn more about these incredible fishing machines.
Sportco, an outdoor emporium, is the largest local outfitter in the Northwest since 1975. Providing thousands of people affordable outdoor gear. This summer, make your next outdoor adventure more affordable by shopping at our warehouse-style pricing. We are a local Scotty dealer offering sales, service, and repair. Located in Fife and Seattle, come visit us today. The outdoors awaits you.
All right, welcome back here in studio. Dwayne England, Tommy, Don Lancourt. Yes, the one and only Bill Herzog. Bill,
yes,
got a lot of comments hitting us here during the break. Folks are asking if Edge is going to work with you to create a Bill Herzog rod. Like you had that series of rod, spoon rod, with Lammy back in the
way
day.
Way back, It won't it won't be a signature rod, but it'll be my signature, quote unquote, will be in the rod.
Yes.
And I pretty much know what a guy should be using to throw spoons.
Absolutely.
With, right, for steelhead and for coho and for anything for that matter. Like I'm going to do my best into that. And Alex said, we're going to go at just great guns.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So something you started doing a couple years ago caught my attention. Yes. We've talked about it a lot. Boy, you post some amazing pictures from all your travels, East Side, Idaho, Montana. You just get out there hitting different bodies of water and whatnot, which we'll get into here in a bit, but you just kind of taken down on a micro scale, kind of guess what you do for coho, but we're going after big trout, big trophy trout.
Big trout, yeah. And when the cool part about it is when trout get to a certain size, they get piscivorous. In other words,
that mean, Matt?
They get they start eating fish,
right?
And most of the time, when trout, there are times of the year when there's no bugs available, but there's always crayfish. Sculpin, especially, you know, sculpin's a big feed thing for trout, especially larger trout. I mean, a trout can eat something a third of its size. So when you get it, when your fish gets bigger, they want something bigger and more, a bigger bite of food, basically.
Okay.
They want. And that's what the jigs do. They got this big profile, a lot of movement, and that thing's a lot of calories moving around down there.
Mm-hmm.
And the big trout, you're going to catch maybe not as many trout, but you'll catch bigger trout than you've ever caught by twitching jigs.
Now, how is this different from twitching for coho? Is it the same program, different scale, just kind of scaled down? Is it different jigging style, mostly different colors? Kind of break that down in terms of a comparison.
Okay, it's a lot smoother, smaller movement. Now, remember, a sculpin, he's darting around the rocks, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to come up into the water column. What happens if he does?
Right,
he gets eaten. So when they travel, they travel close to the rocks quickly. So you're not doing this big hop like you do for coho, you know, working the water column.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to keep that thing as close to the deck as possible.
Okay.
And so you're moving that rod very slow. As a matter of fact, let me show you.
Oh, geez, going to knock stuff down. Okay. Here we go.
All right, so basically, I work at like a 10 o'clock like this, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'll only move the rod maybe a foot.
You're basically just dancing that thing.
Yeah, just remember the reaction time, especially on this new edge. I couldn't believe it. I'm out there messing with it.
Like, I know.
It reacts. It recovers yeah, so quickly that it moves the jig. I hardly have to move. I move this thing very little anyway. I want to just hop along the bottom and reel slowly and move it. Like when I'm fishing a lake, I want to be so it's coming up towards me. So when I reel towards me, I'm still on the deck, bringing it up on the river. Same thing. I'm just drifting along, just twitching it, let it hop. Like a fish in distress never goes upstream, right? So you're pushing it with the current. We could do this for like hours.
Oh, yeah.
You're making time. You're making really small movements. You're not whooping that thing around. You're just going like this and really just making that thing hop and move a little bit like it's in distress.
Okay. There's certain elements in the bass environment where they're doing that natural presentation, just basically dancing that crayfish or that worm or however they got it weighted and, you know, offset or whatever.
But they're not working this or using a surface lure. They're working that thing right
in the keeping dirt. It in the dirt, man. Right, they're just the dirt, right down there, just dancing around, darting right like a natural bait, right? Natural little fish. So talk a little bit about color choice and water conditions. So, you know, we look at water conditions and I assume you're doing this. Does it matter? Rivers, small streams, reservoirs, shoreline.
Small streams to big reservoirs, everything in between.
Okay, so color is going to be a factor in our water conditions, right? Based on weather.
I think no matter what the water condition, your color has to match. You're matching the hatch, okay? Mm-hmm. Like a sculpin is mottled. You know, it's gray, it's brown, it's green, it's all kinds of colors.
Yeah.
And when I tie my jigs, I'm looking for contrast and mottled colors. Once in a while, like for brown trout or something, I'll throw something bright yellow, just something. If I get a lot of color in the water, if we have snow melt or whatnot, I might go to something bright.
So they can see it.
Yeah, but even though it's black, it's gray, it's green, it's olive, it's tan, it's dark brown, everything in mottled natural colors you want to do in your jigs.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, I'm looking forward to getting out on the water with our edge trout rods and doing some jig twitching.
This
and
one right
put
here,
this, the put this and bring right it, here. Bring it to the people to see for sure. Mm-hmm. So outstanding, man. I love it. And the pictures you post of some of these trophy trout, second to none, just absolutely beautiful. So they can check you out on Facebook, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. All right. Jumping out for a quick break. We come back. Got a host of things to talk about, Tommy.
Yes, we
weather,
do.
Fisheries, some of the numbers that came in relative to the local steelhead, where we're at, future salmon fisheries, and of course the ocean, a whole bunch to try and get to. We come back from this break right here at Fish in the Northwest.
You haven't been here, but you know it. You've heard the sounds, smelt the air, and you've seen where your heart lands, if not yet. You haven't been here, but you've longed for a destination near or far, where time spent with loved ones and friends will go into the night and last in memories for a lifetime. You haven't been here, but you're on your way to a place not far. ExploreTheDalles.com.
New days, new beginnings, new friends, new loves, new dreams, new goals, new scenery, new job. No matter what the next chapter holds, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate will be there to help you find the new that's right for your lifestyle at any stage of your life. Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. Expect better.
All right, welcome back here in the studio. To answer the question, Bill, a couple folks are chiming in here. What rod is that? It's the KTFWR901. It's a 9 foot one power.
Yeah.
That's a one
two,
to four.
Two piece. Yeah. But it fishes much heavier because of its length.
Sure.
Like often you'll get a rod that's 11 feet long, rated for 4 to 8 pound test.
Yeah.
You can fish it much heavier than that because you have to have the butt has to be reinforced for its length.
Sure.
So it's rated for one to four, but trust me, that is 8 pound test on it. It fishes just great.
And you like it. Yeah, for sure. Okay. So kind of delving into this here. I've been trying to follow up on post steelhead season, Tommy. You know, we kind of really delved into all the numbers this last early winter going into it. Do we get the fish? Don't we? What's it looking like? And the recommended or option on the table from DFW. They worked diligently to try and get us on the water for the steelhead fishery. So I was very curious with 3 years of no pressure on the rivers. Like, how are the steelhead returning to this Grays Harbor region? Made a few phone calls this week, found out a couple things. Now, one thing's for certain, and Bill, you can speak on this for sure, is that we've seen around, you know, out on the coast, parts of Southwest Washington and up there on the Skagit-Sauk, we had, and to include Oregon, pretty good steelhead returns on a number of rivers this year.
Yes.
Ocean conditions were favorable. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys were talking about the numbers of fish that they were seeing, right? So Great Harbor, just by chance, been closed for 3 years. They're collecting fish in the trap and, of course, the hatcheries. And I'm curious, what are we getting in the trap for wild fish? What are we seeing at the hatcheries? Now, the numbers are still, it's still kind of early to finalize that, but they're performing pretty decent, not record-setting, but it's encouraging as to what they've seen thus far.
Right. And when you look at the numbers by month, mm-hmm. Right, and take, you know, look at the Wainuchi, for example, they had a handful of fish, wild fish, in December, mm-hmm. but nothing compared to the number of hatchery steelhead and also coho that were in the river at that time.
Yeah, that we did not get to go after.
That's right.
Because that fishery was closed to us for the month of December, and it mm-hmm. had a pretty good late season or into late season coho opportunity there. And you're right, mm-hmm. Tommy. We had, they early numbers would indicate in the month of December, there was about approximately 3% of the overall wild run had already entered. Now, typically, mm-hmm. you get a little push of fish. January, February kind of tapers off. March, and then the wild fish really start showing up.
Right.
And or it could even back it up to mid-February. So you get that little push. If that's in and around 3%. Now, if you look at the overall basin, Chehalis Basin, 7150 was what was projected to return. That was a preseason forecast. Now, this isn't rocket science, and I don't have a way to figure out exactly how many of those fish are going to the Wainuchi, but let's say a third.
Yeah.
Let's say a third. So that puts yep. me at 2383 fish. Okay. Yep. You multiply that out by 3% is what they're catching into that fish trap for the month of December. It could be, this is maybe hypothetical, maybe kind of close to what might be happening, 71 wild fish.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, mixed in with all the coho
That's
and
right.
all them hatchery mm-hmm. fish that people are targeting, right? Now,
right.
if we look back at our information, our encounter on that river would have been 24 fish. If we hit 24 wild fish in the month of December, they would shut us down.
That's right.
Because it's a 2.4, it's a 10% mortality, which would equate to two and a half dead
right.
wild fish for
right.
the month of December.
Right.
For us to catch 24 out of that 71, ballparking, of course, I mean, mm-hmm. we're talking about impacting a third of the wild fish in the
right.
river. With all,
which is just unrealistic when you think of the hundreds of hatchery steelhead and the hundreds of coho mm-hmm. that
which
are in the
were.
River system at that same mm-hmm. time, and you're saying that you're going to catch a third of the total wild steelhead in the river at the time
in a month.
With all the other fish that
and
are
Dwayne,
in
and
amongst
you had
them.
The answer before we even came on the air today.
Mm-hmm.
Can we fish for these?
Mm-hmm.
How can we do that?
Well, so it's within the conversation. Tommy and I have mm-hmm. talked about this mm-hmm. within North of Falcon this year. Because the last 3 years, they've come to agree to fisheries on our fall fisheries, which led us through coho through the end of December.
Right.
But they've taken that away for 3 years in a row. They've shut down the rivers in December because they're worried about the wild steelhead. We can just show you that the numbers are so low, it's really not a concerning factor that should be shutting down our fisheries.
But
okay?
Don't we fish for wild steelhead in other fisheries?
Yes, we do.
How do we do that?
Yeah, well, selective rules, right? Selective
yeah.
gear rules.
Right.
So
yep.
the point... In what Tommy and I were talking about is like when I hear things coming out of North of Falcon meetings where they're actually discussing, do we leave December open for half a month? Do we close the river for the whole month of December
right.
because we don't need to be going after those coho because we're worried about steelhead? How about just changing it to non-select rules?
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. But I mean, but also why is that part of the North of Falcon discussion to begin with, right? So before any of the data has come in on the performance of the run, they're already setting, they're just saying, hey, based on the past 3 years of precedence and the behavior that we've exhibited in shutting down December, we're going to go ahead and assume for your sake, we're going to shut it down again.
We may be going back
right?
to them because
right.
we've done it for 3 years now.
Yep.
So I would like to see them fighting for reasons to keep it open.
Right.
I would like to see them fighting for to say, hey, you know what? We could simply go September 16th, like out in the harbor and rivers open October 1. All of that through November 30 this year, once again, two fish, non-select, and, you know, here's the rules of engagement, right?
Mm-hmm.
We get to December 1, we're worried about these wild steelhead, but we got these coho that they already told us that are in the river as well, and the hatchery fish that we don't get to go after.
Yep.
Okay, let's do everything we can to keep us on the water like we do, Bill, you just said it,
right.
for other wild steelhead fisheries.
Yep.
Let's go selective gear rules, no bait, mm-hmm. no scent, single point barbless hook. Guess
Boom.
What? We're going to catch plenty of coho twitching jigs, throwing spinners,
absolutely,
pulling plugs.
Yeah. Pulling plugs.
Accented the whole deal. So
anyway, drift fishing, you name it, under a bobber, throwing it. So many techniques.
Yeah.
All we have to do is take the bait away.
Yep.
One hook, no barb.
Yep.
And guess what?
Yep.
Your mortality goes to darn near zero anyway. And any ones that you might run into, which are so basically astronomically challenged, you're gonna get a fish that time of year, a wild one, you can let it go unharmed.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we can still fish.
They're gonna have meetings coming up. They'll do this again September-ish or so. We'll start with the town halls and the steelhead, Tommy. We'll follow it, see how it progresses. I'm beating on that drum to say, let's go. Don't shut us down in December.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you know, doggone it, let's take our numbers of what we're showing in the fish traps and the hatcheries, really see that we do need to be getting after these hatchery fish. And we do need to go after these hatchery coho, albeit late in the systems, whatever. And we should find a way.
We have the answer. We have a way.
Yeah, we do.
We got a way.
If they're going to listen. All right, we're running a little long. We barely scratched the surface on the topics we're going to cover.
Wow.
We'll figure out what we're going to talk about next segment when we come back after this break. Right here, Fish Out Northwest.
Hey, guys, I'm Big Mike. Come on down to the Edge Pro Shop and see me. We've got all the best brands under one roof. We've got Hawken, Procure, Shortbus, Pro-Troll, Yakima Bait, Get 'em Dry Jigs, Northwest Bait Scent, Daiwa Reels, North Fork Lures, North Wild, Brad's, Superfly, Rocky Mountain Tackle, and of course, the greatest rods ever built, Edge Rods.
All right, welcome back here in studio, Dwayne, Tommy Dunn, Bill Herzog. So since last Thursday.
Yes.
All the way up until today. So, I mean, well, last Friday, 7 days, we have fished on three separate Chinook fishing opportunities, three different techniques, three different locations, a little bit of road time involved, but it shows you that there are things to get out there and go after if you're willing to put in the time and put in some effort.
Sure. Well, like we started out on the Kalama, bobber and eggs, right? Big gob of juicy gopher guts on there and a big float, and we're running that down through the pool, and by God, what happened? We got one doing that.
Yeah,
right?
He sure did. Mm-hmm. We were heading south for a meeting, by the way.
Well, how's my hat?
Yeah,
it looks my hat straight.
And said we might as well throw the rods in. And you know, one thing we ran into, we were there basically when it's getting daylight.
Sure.
And you already named the river, so it doesn't matter. But so many people on these Columbia River tributaries that are open for spring Chinook.
I've seen that before, but that kind of shocked me.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was Friday. Number one. Yep. What's number two?
Tuesday, Jordan and I headed down to the Columbia and met up with Josh Carlton, and we jumped out there. And basically, the day that everything closed, with the exception of two spots that are open on the Columbia or offset of the Columbia, the Wind River, bubble area, and of course Drano Lake, right? Mm-hmm. And those, I won't go to Drano, not doing boats. So we spent some time on the Wind. Now they call it the Wind, they should call it the monsoon. It was impressive. We definitely got drenched. We ended up popping a couple fish. We never really saw the nets flying like crazy. The fishing's been pretty darn good. There's been a good amount of fish moving through. Drano Lake is absolutely on fire. If you want to put up with that Drano 500 bills, we used to call it.
Oh my.
But
they should make prisoners do that.
That's punishment. Yes. You're going to go fish Drano for 5 days straight until you're reformed, right? The 360, the prawn spinner, we're going to show this here in a little bit, but we had to grind it out. You know, the weather would roll in, and boy, dude.
That's pretty good. Come on. Two spring Chinook, given the conditions, that's excellent.
We're fishing four rods. Again, Jordan and I, we were looking around. We didn't see nets flying off the hook like crazy, but there's a few fish to be had even on really bad weather days.
Yeah. Okay, we got bobber and eggs.
Yep.
We got 360s and prawn spinners. And then
what do we do today?
We jigged.
You got jigging.
Yes.
Area 13, open 365, two rod endorsement, two fish limit. Doesn't mean you can't go out there and jig. Weather going into it looked pretty darn nice. I'll take the sunshine.
Sure.
The wind forecast was money, but it didn't quite materialize to that. We had a little work to do with the boat control. Dan did a great job, by the way. And, you know, you hooked into a nice one, Bill, unfortunately.
Were you being a conservationist?
Yes, Bill? I was.
Early release. Yeah. But the Grim Reefer 3.5s, man. I tell you what, jig those things all day.
What a slam.
Three different Chinook fisheries within a week's time, three completely different techniques.
Love
and we're finding fish or at least hooking fish in every one of them.
And ultra quality fish too, all three of them.
Absolutely. All right, jumping out for a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Stick around. You're going to want to watch this. It's Jordan and I out there on the Columbia River at Wind. with Josh Carlton in catching spring Chinook after the break, right here, Fishing the Northwest.
I make my living catching fish, not only as a tournament angler, but as a guide as well. Catching fish is important, and Gamagatsu hooks for me, you know, they kind of help take the luck out of fishing a little bit just because they're a high quality hook. Obviously have a really good reputation for being very strong and very sharp. Gamagatsu, I use their products every day in the boat and, you know, big part of my success.
This morning,
no wind this morning. This is real nice. We're gonna have a little rain, but I'll take it.
I'll take rain over wind.
That stuff last night was just stupid.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't have been a trip if we didn't get nautical.
True. We had to go try it at least, huh?
Yeah.
I guess we go give this a go until we get blown off of here or whatever. All right, Dwayne England, Fish on Northwest. We are out here on the water, Columbia River, Josh Carlton, Northwest Drifters Guided Sport Fishing, and we're gonna give this a go this evening. We'll see how we do. Woo. I got it. I think about pulled me in. Hey everybody, Dwayne England, Fish Hunt Northwest, Josh Carlton. How you doing, buddy?
I'm ready to roll.
Northwest Drifters, we're out here on the water, Columbia River. Now, sections of this river are closing as of, well, this evening, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So, but the main focus of where folks fish will remain open, and there's quite a few. You've been doing well.
We've been getting fish.
Prawn spinners this morning, 360s, the
yep,
program.
Yep, we're gonna crank around some prawn spinners and see how it goes.
360 flashers. Me, you, the beard behind the camera. Let's go.
Let's do it.
How much you like having that thing now, Josh?
It's honestly like having somebody else run my boat for me.
Yeah, it's pretty slick.
It's very nice. Sweet.
Okay.
Oh, once we get pointed in the direction we want, we just kind of lock it in and it holds that heading.
Yeah. It's pretty nice. You know, it's not as crowded out here as I thought it would be.
Drano's taking most of the hit right now.
Yeah, nothing to do with Drano, that's for sure. This here is not bad. Drano, no thank you.
Right now I'm trying to fish out the little guys. And then I'm not really worried about, so a lot of guys will rig them high on the hook like this, but that's to avoid a short biter. We got this trailer treble here.
Trailer treble, yeah.
So I just keep it real simple. I come right back here through the meat, and then I just poke it right through the tail.
Right out the tail. And leave it folded over, just fish it straight down.
Boom.
Nice, yeah. Okay. I can do that.
Yeah.
And are you going to bottom, or are you going a certain depth?
Yeah, we're going to find the bottom and come up three cranks.
Okay.
And then on the other two rods, we'll probably fish those suspended. A little bit of kick off the spinner. That's what you're looking for.
So you're making your leaders, your spinner leaders. Would you say we're running 27 inch?
27 to 30s.
And you're running both smile blades and or 3.5 blades, huh?
Correct.
Nice. How many beads you put on top of that, or underneath that smile blade between your bait? Three
I'm
or four?
I'm gonna do two beads, a wedding ring, and then two more beads.
Gotcha, okay. And typically your troll speed is what?
Downhill, I try to go like 2.1, 2.2.
Okay.
And then uphill, a mile to a mile and a half.
Mm-hmm. Nice thing about the 360s, you can watch that action on the rod, kind of gauge your speed.
Yep. And sometimes even, like if it gets really crowded on the inside later in the season,
mm-hmm.
We'll shorten up the leashes
and then it gives it kind of a tighter spin. You control slower when you're playing bumper boats.
So you're talking about the bumper.
Yeah.
And what did we start this morning? 30 inch? You have 30 inch bumpers on these, huh? Okay. All right. Back rod comes through, huh?
Sometimes.
I like it. Check that drag. Right on. Well, second drag. First drag going uphill. I like it. You know what it was, Josh?
What was it?
It's a clicker, buddy.
You know, sometimes the clickers make you catch fish better.
Uh-huh.
Hitting the brakes.
There we go. Just made the turn. Getting close, Josh. There we go, there's flasher. Fish right there, Jordan. There we go. Nice. Step back and lift.
All right. You wanna grab the handle for me?
Yeah. I'll grab the handle for you.
Hi, Finn.
Is it?
No.
Why would it be? That's a dandy.
Look at that upper river bright.
Look how bright it is too, yes indeed. We're gonna jump out for a quick break. We're gonna bring more Spring Chinook fishing to you with Josh Carlton right after this break.
Support from Northwest Sportsmen make Federal Ammunition the world's leading ammunition manufacturer. Federal uses the industry's finest materials, giving you reliable ammunition that delivers superb accuracy and optimum performance. Northwest hunters rely on Sportco to provide the best selection and prices in the Northwest since 1985. Sportco and Outdoor Emporium in Fife and Seattle. Your journey begins here.
Step back and lift.
All right. You want to grab the handle for me?
Yeah. I'll grab the handle for you.
Hi, Finn.
Is it?
No.
Why would it be? That's a dandy.
Look at that upper river bright.
Look how bright it is, too. Yes, indeed. I like it.
What did we talk about that blade earlier today?
You did mention something about that blade. I also like the fact that this one had the Brad's flasher on there. I didn't have to deal with that flasher. Pretty sweet. Nicely
well,
done, Josh.
Can I yell it or you yell it?
Go ahead.
Welcome aboard.
Aha.
I learned that from Mike Cansey actually back in the day.
Did you?
He choked himself out on that coonie.
He did. We got an arterial bleed out the nose.
Yeah.
Look at that thing.
Yeah.
It's literally...
I mean, when they want those coonies, they want them.
Boy, he took that deep. Nice springer, Josh. About average size up here?
Yeah, yeah, this part of the
pretty
year.
Pretty much, right?
They're this and just a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Now, but, man, they eat well.
Oof. Oh, they eat so good. The fat content in these things, second to none. Number one, let's get a couple more.
All right.
You looking downriver?
I am. It's
look what's coming our way. This looking, is nice right now.
It's looking pretty dark.
It's going to be... It's going to be a little damp. I'm not going to lie. That'll be interesting. This rain is pretty nice.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
It makes it less dry.
I don't think I've had an opportunity to get out and fish this year, whether it's salmon or steelhead or whatever, that it has not been doing exactly this. So I got that going for me. That's pretty nice.
Well, consistency is key.
Correct. So, Josh... We haven't seen a lot of nets flying this morning. I wouldn't consider it like a real hot bite, huh?
No, 5, 6, 7 fish caught, I think, is what
we're working for them. Definitely working for them. I mean, still got time. It's still early, but I think this weather is going to be with us for a while. If we look downriver, this is
yeah,
this is here.
We're going to be socked in for the duration, folks.
Yeah. But on a positive note, We don't have the wind that we experienced yesterday.
And so, we already have one in the box.
And we got one in the box. So your rotation, you just periodically want to check baits, make sure we pick up a little debris from time to time.
Yes.
Make sure we're still fishing a whole cooney. Mm-hmm. And we're not covered in weeds and things like that.
Can you crank on that with one hand?
Okay.
Talk to me, Goose. Hit. Good work, bud. Take a peek here. They hate being tickled. Legal. Welcome aboard. Dandy.
Yep, first fish of the year. Nice springer. I'm excited. Let's go.
Loins.
We need one more.
Loins.
One more.
Loins, folks.
I think it's almost stopped raining.
This is the lightest that it's done it all day, yeah.
Dude. Credit to you, my man. We had to grind it out. Huh? We had to grind it out, and it's not like the nets were flying crazy today. Now, you've been doing pretty good up here.
Yeah, this is probably one of the slower mornings we've had.
Well, it's because we're here. You bring the cameras out. And
I was definitely nervous about that.
Yeah, well, it happens. But, you know, we ended up sticking two, landing two. Not a lot of opportunity, obviously, but this is what we're here for. And they're going to taste just fine.
Ooh, Springer.
Yeah, got to love it. So, anyway, can't thank you enough. We're soaked. It's been a good six-hour grind or so.
Yeah.
Probably time to get out of here.
Let's go get dry.
We're going to call it a wrap here. Josh Carlton, look him up. Best place for people to find you?
Facebook. Northwest Drifters Guided Sport Fishing on Facebook.
That'll work.
Yep.
Okay. Do it for us out here up the mouth of the wind. Jumping out for a quick break. We'll be back in studio right after all this.
For more than 90 years, you've entrusted one brand to guide you towards living the lifestyle you've always dreamed of. Now you can entrust affiliated Better Homes and Gardens real estate professional to interpret your needs and help you find the home in which to live your dream through every stage of your home buying or selling process. And through every stage of your life, there's Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. Expect better.
All right, welcome back. Here as we kind of wind it down, how'd you guys like that? We had literally fished Tuesday. Got that ready to go for tonight because I wanted it to, you know, it's fresh and relevant, man. It's what's happening now.
That's right. And the weather was beautiful.
Wasn't that something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now when we're catching fish, Jordan made a comment on too when we're trying to film. Like when it is pouring rain, it is so hard to film. Right. But just by chance, when we hooked into those fish, it kind of almost did, in fact, stop raining.
And the rain is loud. When that thing's roaring on the water, it's quite loud.
Yeah,
caps out there and everything.
We started, you know, we went down there the day before, late afternoon, early evening. Thought we'd run up there and try to, you know, do a couple drags, see if we can't pop one that evening, and then maybe take home, you know, a couple each.
Right.
And the wind was just not having it. And we went out there. We actually ran up to the wind and then turned around and come back. Josh was absolutely getting soaked. The wind waves and just, you know, they're like, why did we do this again? We weren't fishing. We're just killing time. So that's why I threw that in at the start just to say, hey, this is what we had the night before. And Bill, you picked up on it right at the start. Josh says, I'd much rather have the rain.
Oh,
and
everybody up top is going,
hey, guys, come here, come here. Open that valve.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dig that.
That's exactly what happened. So, Tommy, we got some beautiful day today, but the weather is rolling in for this weekend. Yeah, looks like right. Ocean fisheries are not going to be too conducive.
Yeah, the guys enjoyed a wonderful halibut day out there. Halibut lingcod day, slammed them today out of Westport.
That's good.
Weather looks great. And unfortunately, it looks like this weekend is going to be blown out.
Kind of happens. So, you get all of a sudden this little spike in the heat index, right?
Yep.
And then you get that flow change of air, where it's coming from, where it's going.
Yeah.
And the wind waves are stacking up.
Yeah. And every once in a while, we get that wind out of the south, you know, south, southwest, and you get the swell coming in from the north, northwest. And yep. It's just a washing machine out there. So,
is that Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday. Yeah.
Some rain coming back.
The weekend guys always seem to get that.
They really do.
It actually starts tomorrow.
Friday.
Yeah, starts tomorrow and then kind of rolls through the weekend.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yep. So, Bill, you're heading to spend a little time with family and then back home. And then aren't you getting on the road to Montana?
I am going to go visit my good friend JD Love. It's ice out time over there. And Big Browns and the Big Rainbows are cruising the shorelines. And guess what I'm going to bring?
That rod right there.
Yeah,
somebody with you that. You had my attention. You said Rainbro.
Rainbro.
Like, yeah, Rainbro.
Rainbro.
Well, they're coming out of the ice. They're hungry.
And they'll eat a tennis shoe, but they really love a jig.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for making the drive.
Good, my pleasure.
Good to spend some time fishing together once again. Yeah, and we had a great day.
And how's my hat look? How's my hat look, bro?
That looks fantastic.
Yes.
Going to do it for us this week here in studio. Get out. If you can, if you dare, through the weekend and into next week, have a great time. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next time right here, Fish on Northwest.
Hey, thanks for joining us here on the Fish on Northwest weekly podcast. I want to remind everyone that you can catch our weekly live stream show on our Facebook page and, of course, our YouTube channel every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. West Coast time. You'll get our insightful in-studio interviews, our extremely detailed how-to segments in the bait lab, the infield segments we bring to you when we're on the water or in the woods, and of course, our amazing cooking recipes in the kitchen with co-host Sherry England and chef Jeff Maxfield. Give us a follow on our Facebook page at Fish Hunt Northwest. Also subscribe to our YouTube channel at Fish Hunt NW. Find us on Twitter and Instagram, and finally, go to our webpage at www.fishhuntnw.com for all the latest and greatest info. Join us each week here on our podcast. Join us each week at our live production. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you soon.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.